This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Greg Sharp welcoming you back to Memorial Stadium. It is halftime. Huskers lead 21-7 over the Minnesota Golden Gophers. We're delighted to be joined by University of Nebraska Interim President Dr. Jim Linder. Jim, good to see you. I know you have another special guest for us this week. I'll let you do the introduction.
Thank you, Greg. My guest today is Dr. Roberto Lenten, who is the founding executive director of the Robert B. Daugherty Water for Food Institute at the University of Nebraska. The Institute is working to address the challenge of providing more food with less water. Both food and water scarcity is a global issue, and the Water for Food Institute helps to create a water and food secure world.
Tell us a little bit about Roberto's background.
We couldn't be more fortunate than having Roberto as the founding executive director. He specializes in water resource and sustainable development, and most recently chaired the World Bank's inspection panel. He has more than 40 years of international experience. We're very fortunate to have him leading this effort at the university.
Absolutely. Roberto, good to see you. Thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time. Tell us about the Water for Food Institute and the work that you're doing.
Well, thanks, Greg. As Jim mentioned, we are keenly focused on how to feed 9 billion people with less water. The Institute was founded in 2010, and since then we've been working on improving how water is used and managed in agriculture. We recently hosted our sixth annual conference in Seattle, where we had over 250 attendees from around the world focused on big data and agriculture. And we used the conference to unveil the new global Yield Gap Atlas, which has been getting a lot of national acclaim.
Tell us about who attended this conference and your topic this year.
Well, the conference brings together world experts, researchers, policy analysts, farmers, government leaders who are developing new approaches to agricultural and water management. This year, we focused on harnessing data and technology, such as remote sensing, to evaluate field conditions, to conserve water and improve crop yields for farming systems around the world.
You mentioned that you unveiled a new research tool at the conference.
Yes, that's the Global Yield Gap Atlas. We're very excited about the tool. It's the result of a six-year international collaborative effort led by the University of Nebraska. The Global Yield Gap Atlas, which is its name, is the first interactive map-based web platform to estimate gaps in yield and water productivity for major food crops worldwide. Once farmers and policymakers are aware of these yield gaps and why they exist, they can develop solutions to close them. For example, using more fertilizer or better irrigation systems or different crop varieties. So the Atlas can help farmers identify opportunities to increase yield and water productivity of existing cropland rather than tilling new land that may not be ideal for sustainable crop production, or cutting down forests and jungles, which serve as the climate's lungs. This gives us more ways to feed a growing population.
Roberto, we've heard a lot about Water for Food Institute. Tell us how that impacts Nebraska.
Well, Greg, the University of Nebraska has nearly 150 years of experience in education and research related to water and food. Educating the next generation and making sure Nebraskans benefit from our work is a key focus of our institute. The research that happens here in Nebraska, such as the Yield Gap Atlas, it impacts not only the world, but our own state here in increased agricultural productivity. We also support University of Nebraska students and postdocs who are doing research related to water and food. We do this through fellowships, through assistantships, and scholarships. These are just a few of the ways that our work impacts the state.
Let's look to the future a little bit here. What impact do you think the Water for Food Institute's going to have in, say, 10 years?
Well, Greg, looking ahead, by 2050, the population of the world is going to increase by 40%, and it's going to have significantly more income, which means there's going to be a doubling of the demand for food. And currently, 70% of all freshwater withdrawal around the world is for agriculture. As I mentioned earlier, our vision is a food and water secure world where everybody has enough food to lead a healthy life, and there's enough water to meet our needs. It's a big goal, but with the bright minds we have working to meet it, I feel confident that the Water for Food Institute can make a big difference.
Well, Roberto, it's great to have you here in Nebraska. It's a topic that affects every single one of us. We're delighted to have you here with us, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Roberto's been with us. Great to hear about that. And, Jim, let's talk about next week. We've got one more game during the regular season. What's our topic?
Well, next week, my special guest will be me.
There you go.
I'm flying solo next week, and I'll give a recap of some of the talks we've heard this year and how the university is moving the state of Nebraska forward.
Very good. Happy Thanksgiving to you next
Thanks.
Week.
Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners.
Dr. Jim Linder, the interim president of the University of Nebraska. We're at halftime, 21-7, Nebraska with the lead. Matt Cotney will check some of the scores from around the country next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.